what you can see.
I'd like to thank Liz and the Brown girls, I believe, that tone of music in which they set for today. My brother and I'd like to welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ to this house of worship. We have today an opportunity to witness some very important moments in the lives of three young individuals. And so I pray that you might keep them and those that will be participating in these ordinances in your prayers. For a call to worship this morning, I want to turn to Third book of Nephi, the 14th chapter. Hearken, O ye Gentiles, and hear the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, which he hath commanded me that I should speak concerning you. For behold, he commandeth me that I should write, saying, and gives a lot of the things that we need to do in our lives. And then says in the third verse, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may receive a remission of your sins, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, that ye may be numbered with my people, who are of the house of Israel. Continue as our bulletin is printed.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we do come before Thee this morning, desiring to thank Thee for the many blessings that Thou hast granted unto us. We thank Thee for the beauty of Your creation, and we thank Thee for all of us that we desire to serve Thee in a way that would bring honor and glory to Thee. But we also desire to pray for those that are being baptized. May they have Thy Spirit to be with them. And may it be one that brings a lot of joy to them. And these things we pray in the worthy name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
at this time we have an opportunity to give back a little bit of those portions of the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us. But I'd ask that we might remember that those blessings go beyond that which is material, but those spiritual blessings which He's given us, that we might fulfill our covenant. Will you bow with me, please? Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee and thanking Thee for the many providences which Thou hast given us throughout the years. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as we give and as those have desire to give, that Thou might continue to pour out upon them blessings from above. And so we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for these blessings. Pray that that which we give back unto Thee might be used wisely for Your purposes and Your cause, that all glory might be given to Thee. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace and peace be upon you from God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. It's an incredibly important thing that we have come here to do today. If you don't know these three young people, I strongly encourage you to get to know them. Not just a handshake, but get to know them. I know two of them very, very well. The other one, I'm not very familiar with. I'm going to fix that. The other one is Clodin Tel Koontz. And every time I say this young man's name to myself, every time that I hear this name, I think, my, what a strong and powerful name you have. Clodin Tel Koontz. I picture in my mind a Viking leader. I think of this Viking warrior, the leader of men, leader of women, leader of his people, and something tells me, young Mr. Koontz, that someday you're going to grow up to be a leader of people. And then there's Jill Marie Fitzgerald. I got to know Jill 3 years ago at reunion. Jill taught me a nursery rhyme. That nursery rhyme goes like this. Lord, forgive me. Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them in the head. In the end of the nursery rhyme, little bunny Fufu suffers the consequences of this foul and evil deed that he was performing, bopping these field mice in the head. Jill and I sat down and we talked about this nursery rhyme for a little bit. And we decided to change it. Because it just seemed mean. Now, it was hot at reunion, as it always is over the 4th of July weekend, or week. And so Jill and I talked about this, and we changed the nursery rhyme to Little Bunny Fufu, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, and giving them ice cream. That's how we changed it. That might tell you something about Jill Fitzgerald. Now, the third young person that we're talking about today, who we're going to witness in baptism, is Carmen Renee Thompson. At that same reunion, Carmen walked up to me, held out both arms like this, and said, "Hug." I bent over, and we shared a hug. Now, if you've never shared a hug with Carmen, I highly recommend that you get to know her well enough that you can share a hug with her. Because when I share a hug with her, I can feel nothing but pure love flowing out of that child and into me. Carmen, I hope that you feel the same love flowing from me to you when we hug. And I hope that you never, ever think to stop giving me those hugs. Soon, the three of you, very soon, are going to walk into this font, into the waters of baptism, where you're going to be baptized. I'm going to take you to the fifth chapter of Alma, the 24th through 28th verses. It says, "Now I say unto you that ye must repent and be born again. For the Spirit saith, if ye are not born again, ye cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore come and be baptized unto repentance, that ye may be washed from your sins, that ye may have faith on the Lamb of God." That means you're going to trust the Lamb of God. You're going to put your trust in Him. "Who taketh away the sins of the world, who is mighty to save and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Yea, I say unto you, come and fear not, and lay aside every sin which easily doth beset you, which doth bind you down to destruction." Now you, as 8 and 9-year-olds, might think to yourself, what sins should I possibly be repenting of? And I say to you, any time that you've experienced selfishness, for selfishness is the root of all sin, any time that you've been selfish, you have sinned, and that's what you need to repent of. Now repenting doesn't just mean saying you're sorry. Repenting means you're going to stop doing that. And that's your promise now. Okay, that's your promise. You're promising to stop doing that when you repent. "Yea, come and go forth and show unto your God that ye are willing to repent of your sins, be sorry and stop doing it, and enter into a covenant with Him to keep His commandments." Now this, you're making this promise. When you walk into that baptismal font, you need to have repented and set your mind to saying, "I'm not going to do this anymore." And make this promise that you're going to keep His commandments. When you keep His commandments, that's going to make you a servant of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And witness it unto Him this day by going into the waters of baptism. "And whosoever doeth this and keepeth the commandments of God from henceforth,
The same will remember that I say unto him, yea, he will remember that I have said unto him, he shall have eternal life. Now that's God's promise to you in this covenant. You're promising to keep his commandments, and he's promising you eternal life if you do it, according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which testifieth in me. You're going to walk into that baptismal font. A man who has authority, a priesthood man, is going to lay you down under the water. And he's going to lift you back up out of the water in similitude of Jesus Christ's own resurrection. You're going to become a new person when you come up out of that water. You may not recognize it right at first. It may not fill you up right away. It may, and it may not. Rest assured, you're going to be a new person. He's going to have changed you. That's what this baptism is all about. After that, you're going to sit under the hands of the elders, and you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. From the second book of Nephi, the 13th chapter, 16th and 17th verses, it says here, wherefore, my beloved brethren, I know that if ye shall follow the Son with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception before God. Now that means if you promise that you're going to stop doing those things, that means you're not fooling him. Okay? You can't fool him. He'll know whether you kept your promise or not. So you're going to do everything, no hypocrisy, no deception, but with real intent, repenting of your sins, witnessing unto the Father that ye are willing to take upon you the name of Christ by baptism. Yea, by following your Lord and your Savior down into the water according to his word, behold, then shall ye receive the Holy Ghost. Yea, then cometh the baptism of fire and of the Holy Ghost, and then can ye speak with the tongue of angels and shout praises unto the Holy One of Israel. Now I want you to remember that phrase, the tongue of angels, because you're going to be able to speak with the tongue of angels after you receive this Holy Ghost. Again, you may not feel any different, but then again, you may. This Holy Ghost, we're told in John 14:16, this Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. I want you to think about that. This is the Spirit of truth. Okay? So, the Spirit of truth is what's going to lead you to be truthful. In John 14:26, this Spirit of truth, this Holy Ghost, is equated to the Comforter. And the Comforter is there to teach you all things about truth, all things that you're supposed to do, and how to serve the Lord. Okay? You think to yourself, how am I going to serve the Lord? The Holy Ghost is going to teach you how to do that. 2 Nephi 14 in the 4th verse, it tells you all you need to know. It's very short and it's very simple and it's very plain and you can understand it. It says, wherefore I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ. For behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. When we're finished here today, you're going to be given a set of the 3 standard books: the Holy Scriptures, the Book of Mormon, and the Doctrine and Covenants. They are your feast. They are what you need to devour from now to the end of your life. You need to study those words, and they'll teach you everything that you need to do. You think, well, what does that mean? This Holy Ghost is going to show you always to do the right thing. Never to choose to do the wrong thing. You're going to be faced with so many choices in your life. And you're going to have to choose which is right and which is wrong. This Holy Ghost, this Comforter, will witness to you every time which is right and which is wrong. He can't make you choose to do what's right. That's going to be your choice. You have to make that choice. Just remember that because you've been baptized, if you make a wrong choice, you still have the opportunity to ask for forgiveness and the Lord will forgive you every single time. Always choose to do what's right. Always choose to tell the truth. I know none of you are ever tempted to tell a lie. It's always better to choose to tell the truth every single time. Don't be selfish. The word mine is the saddest word in the English language. So don't be selfish. Always have a charitable heart. Always want to share. Always especially to share your love. Okay? And that's the other thing. Always choose love over hate. The Holy Ghost will always lead you to that love. And that's your choice. Love or hate, always choose love. You say, that's going to be pretty hard. It is hard. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for every person sitting in here to always choose love and never choose hate. It's a very difficult thing to do. But because you have the Holy Ghost as a gift to you today, if you simply will remember the Lord, always think in your own mind about Jesus. And if you do that, He will always lead you to the right choices the rest of your life. May God bless you. I'm looking so forward to what we're about to do. Thank you. Oh.
rest.
Ask the candidates and priesthood to take their places. We'll have the baptism of Cloden Tell Kuntz, son of Jared and Amy Kuntz, by his father, Elder Jared Kuntz.
Cloden Tell Kuntz, having been commissioned of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
We'll have the baptism of Jill Marie Fitzgerald, daughter of John Fitzgerald and Sarah Fitzgerald, by her grandfather, Elder Wren Thomas.
Jill Marie Fitzgerald, having been commissioned of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Now I have the baptism of Carmen Renee Thompson, daughter of Aaron Thompson and Tamara Huggins, by her great uncle, priest Tim Rafferty.
Carmen Thompson, having the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
preparation for the next part of our service. Let's turn our hymnals. We'll remain seated and sing hymn 385. Turn our hymnals to hymn 247. 247.
Thank you.
like to ask now that our three new baptized members and the priesthood would come up that take their places for the confirmations. We'll now have the confirmation of Cloden Tell Koontz by his father, Elder Jared Koontz, and his grandfather, Elder Andy O'Neill.
Cloden Tell Koontz, in the name of Jesus Christ, and through the authority of his holy priesthood, confirm you at this time to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ restored to this earth in 1830. You may be fruitful and prosperous in the work of our Heavenly Father. And at this time, I would ask for confirmation of the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit of fire that may burn within inside you, that is bestowed upon you from this day forward, that you may have that to seek for counsel and for guidance and for direction at those times in your life where you may find yourself in darkness or in doubt, that you may call upon your Lord through the power of His Holy Spirit, who may manifest these things unto you, the truth of His gospel. At this time, we would ask for all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now I have the confirmation of Jill Marie Fitzgerald by her grandfather, Elder Wren Thomas, and Elder Tim Thomas.
Our Heavenly Father, we humbly approach Thy throne at this time, considering how great and marvelous are Thy ways, how loving and kind Thou art for providing for us in this life, this opportunity to receive from Thee and bestow upon the head of one whom we love, Thy Holy Spirit. We recognize that it is a tremendous responsibility given to each of us who have entered into the waters of baptism. And as we consider this young life and her potential, we pray for those times in her life when she will stand in need of Thy intervention through the imposition of Thy Holy Spirit. We are thankful that we have been given this avenue wherein we can approach Thee and pray that as Jill grows in her understanding of Thee, of her time, the times when she can come and communicate with Thee, that she will sense Thee near to her, and that Thy Spirit will touch her heart to lead her in the paths of righteousness which will bring her into Thy kingdom. And so we are pleased to be able to confirm unto her these blessings, to grant unto her the privileges of a membership in Thy church, that church which was founded in these last days, restored in its purity in 1830,
and reorganized again in 1860 under the hands of the prophet Joseph Smith III. And we are thankful that we have the opportunity to confirm her into that organization. Though we may be in exile, yet the church, the reorganized church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is our heritage. And we desire to bestow that upon Jill. And we are so thankful for all of the promises that thou hast given for thy kingdom to come to pass. We desire that all this good that thou hast prepared for thy children will be granted unto Jill. And now, Jill Marie, by the authority granted unto me by our Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I have the confirmation of Carmen Renee Thompson by her great-grandfather, Elder Lowell Rafferty, and Elder Mike Estel.
Eternal Father, as our Creator, we bow before you now, understanding your magnificence and our nothingness. And yet, you have told us and commanded us to perform this ordinance of baptisms that we may enter into your kingdom. You have prepared us, Father, through the gift of your Son, Jesus. And we now seek to be obedient to your counsel. Brother Mike and I, Father, now place our hands upon Carmen's head, and we do this because we love you and because we love her. Our Father, given to us the understandings which we need to become the people you want us to be, and sustain us now in this hour. I pray particularly now for Carmen Marie. May her name be inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be blotted out. She desires with her whole heart, Father, to be obedient to the commands which you've given unto us. And it is with her willingness and our desires to comply with your laws that we now have come to this point. Will you bless Carmen with those things which are needed in her life? You know her, Father. You have created her. She can fully trust you, Lord, because you know everything about her. And so I uphold her unto you, Lord, asking for your blessings to be upon her. Uphold her in her times of doubt, in her times of need. May she always turn to you with the problems which life will beset her with. And may she trust you to always show her the way in which she needs to go. Lord, you have promised your Spirit unto those who acknowledge you and who do those things which you caused that your Son would do. Help her, Father. Protect her in her times of need. Bless her in her endeavors to serve you and to serve those around her. And so now, Carmen, we bestow the Holy Spirit, even the Holy Ghost, upon you. Lord, may this be a powerful influence in her life. May she understand your love for her. And may she be able to comply with your laws fully. Lord, hear my petition unto you. And may your love be manifested in her life. And indeed, even in the lives of those others who were baptized this day. I present her unto you, and I ask for your mercy and blessings. In the name of our Holy Father, even Jesus. Amen.
It is my special privilege today, along with you, not only to witness the covenant that's been made today and the waters of baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but also my privilege to welcome these young people into the household of faith. And we as a branch, it is our custom to present to all those that have made this covenant with their very own set of scriptures. And we're going to do that this morning. These are inscribed with their names, and we pray that they will be a blessing to them all the days of their lives. They even come with a fine carrying case. This must be Cloden's. The girls will have theirs coming soon. They are on order. But I'm going to congratulate each of these fine young people, and we will present them to you, and you'll have opportunity after the service to greet them yourselves.
After the benediction, we'd ask that our three new members and their families might lead us out, that they might stand out there, that you all might welcome them as brothers and sisters in the Lord's church. Continue with our last hymn. Thank you.
Eternal Heavenly Father, what a joyous day it has been to be here in your house. And Father, we thank you so much for these young people that this day have made a covenant with thee, and we are most assured that there's rejoicing in heaven over that which has been witnessed. We pray, Father, a benediction upon this hour and a blessing upon your people as they leave and go to their homes. May they carry with them that good spirit that was here with us, that it might rest upon them this entire week, that they might look back and remember the events of this day and have cause to lift their voice in praise unto thee and to thy only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us and took it up again, that we might follow after him in the waters of baptism, being raised up new creatures. Thank you so much, Father, for the blessings that you've laid before all mankind and this invitation to come and to do that which your Son has done. And we speak and ask all of these things in his name, even the name of the worthy one, Jesus Christ. Amen.